July 31st from Pesach Lamites. So, again, the real definition of man is the point of connection between Ruach and Guf. And Da'as has been, he doesn't mention it, but we say in the Bracha of Asher Yotzah that the combination of the two is from the greatest wonders that only God can understand. But it has been revealed to us that Da'as is what connects the two. So Da'as is the Nekuda HaMarkozis in man. Beis HaMikdash was built with Das. Beis HaMikdash is the point of connection between the physical and the Ruach. So the last thing we saw was this very deep quote from Ramah Mifano, which I think basically means that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it, there's no disconnect between Hashkocha and Havoya. There's no existence without providence. So therefore, there's no such thing as Leanwood without Maisa. Havoya could theoretically be guided, but it isn't. Leanwood could theoretically be applied, but it isn't. But there's no disconnect. The last sentence of that top paragraph, Kolom Shabemis ain't period bain Leanwood and Maisa. There's no disconnect between the two. Vesocha Maisa Nivla HaLeanwood. Within action is like nivla, means like absorbed or swallowed in. This is necessary from the very secret of the concept of the oneness of Hashem, which is called Tarkula. Let's see. Adam Hamagver Koch Machshavto, person who strengthens the koch of his machshava, his thought, his analysis, umazniach as his palus halev, but he abandons the sense of his palus is an important word. He's the one chassidus. To be mitpael means to be affected. So his palus halev is like the emotional response of the heart. He's solely intellectual. He pursues the intellectual, let's say, of Torah, but he abandons the emotional. Or he conducts himself just not according to his good machshava. He's studying what's right and what's good, but his actions don't follow. Either his actions don't follow with emotion or his actions don't follow at all. Ein ze el adam chaloki. This is only a partial person. The ein bo ze shleimus. There's no wholeness in this. Al ha'odam lis ametz bavodaso, man is to strengthen himself in his avoda. La'ache davka kol kolchoso bavodaso. To unify, specifically to unify all of his faculties in his avoda. Ha'machshava to be eyu l'hispalus ha'lev. Machshava should bring him to hispalus. V'ha'lev yivyeyu l'idei ma'isim tovim. And in the heart should bring him to good deeds. Limudo yivyeyu l'idei das ha'locha. Halacha l'shmir l'kiyam. His study should bring him to knowing what he's supposed to do. Knowing what he's supposed to do should bring him to observance and fulfillment. Ma'abot zeh hashoef l'shleimus ha'odam. This perspective, which yearns for the wholeness of man, u'lishituf kol kochosav l'avodoso, and for the partnership, the combining of all of his faculties for his avoda, not using one realm but not the other. This is his mind, this is his heart. Zohi hadas. That's das. Meidach hadas mechayeves shamaisa yasa b'shleimus. Das requires, on the other hand, that action be done with shleimus. Hamitzvah kefi kol hilchosah. He's explaining it from the other perspective. Das means that your machshava shouldn't stop there. It has to lead to emotion and action. Das also means that when you do an action, it has to be rich in emotion and thought. doesn't mean they all have to be together. You can look at it from one side. You can look at it as don't stop at A, but continue to B and C. You can also look at it when you're doing C, there better be B and A. That's what he meant in that last sentence. Das means everything's combined. This is something we have to know. Hamor Hanitzchi, Hagonos Ba'adam, the eternal light that is stored in man. It comes out and it illuminates, burns with a flame, specifically by the unification of all parts of man. When he has the wisdom, the success of analysis to, it's hard to translate Yaskil, I'm struggling, but to unify his body and his soul in Avoda. Moshe Lama Davar Doma, what's it similar to? Lekoch Elektri HaMeir Machamim Davka Kishishnei Kotvim Azrimim Azaramel Aguf HaMeir. It's like something electric that will give light and will give heat only when the two Kotvim are the poles. They connect in the item that they are illuminating. The coat of Echad Belvad ain't the coat of Hadakar. One pole, the positive and negative.
Complete the circuit.
Right, yeah, when you only have one side of the circuit, it doesn't do anything. That's his marshal. Kach Oru Shal Odom Meir Be'emes Raka Kishne Akotu Meshabo Nostim Es Kochem Levadasa. Similarly, the light of man illuminates truthfully only when the two poles that are within him give their koach to the avodah, the ruach v'aguf gam yachad. When you get the wire connecting the ruach and the guf, you get electricity. You get a spark, otherwise you don't. Me'ata yoser baru lanu mahu hakivun el atzmenu b'avodah. Now it's more clear to us what the intent is when we talk about ourselves and avodah. What is it to be focused on ourselves? V'chia adam agiel atzmo dafka yidei ichud kochos of yachad. And man reaches himself, and that man reaches himself specifically by way of unifying all of his kochos together. Asher elzet v'yeu adas. This is what das will bring him to. Mukhruch ha'oved lios bar das. A true servant of Hashem, one who serves Hashem, has to be a bar das. If his desire, if his soul's yearning is to serve Hashem, so what's he got to be focused on? Being a bar das, using das. Od zos lanu l'tzayin v'zeh. We also have to point out the following. The first step of an Oved in all of his different eras and all of his different stages, let's say, is Machshava. Because if there's no Machshava, where can there be Avoda from? Baruch Ha'ish, blessed is the man, Asher Gadol V'Chazak Koach Machshavta, has a great and strong Koach of Machshava. Thought. It's a little bit of a connotation of like complex thought. Cheshbon is mathematics. So Machshava means calculating things, being able to work things out. Ki hu roi lios ben aliyah. He's fit to be person who was going to climb, a person of elevation, Ben Aliyah. V'ito anu oskim b'marochos abos. We're dealing with him in the upcoming sections. Hamachshava hi ha'oshir shemakochos. Machshava is the richest of our faculties. Ein davar ba'olam she'ein yada maga'as elav. There's nothing in the world that its hand doesn't reach. I mean, it's man's ability to think that takes him towards all areas of his world. It's also capable of, let's say, leaping. Maflig means like to go off on a far journey. Mafligen besvina. Mishnah talks about so. with it, he can leap into the high places in heaven. Machshava sheyesh ba midas kedoshim, machshava that has in it what he's calling das kedoshim, ofya shehi shoefes imachavenes tamid al ha'maaseh. Its characteristic is that it always longs for and is focused on action. The yin yana shoye, whatever it might be, istaklus ba'atzmo ba'olam. Machshava means you're thinking about something. So whatever it is that machshava might be thinking about, himself or the world, yin ba'halacha or ba'agada, or b'taras asod, he's analyzing halacha or agada or what we would call kabbalah. Mehakol hi yodas lahasik maskana l'maisa. From everything, it wants to know how to reach some kind of practical conclusion. Whatever he's studying, like we're saying before, there's no such thing as machshava divorced from action. So machshava that it has what he calls das kedoshim always wants to apply it, wants to do something with it. And that's the yisod that he's talking about here. We'll continue with that.